We've been poisoned in the name of better health. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The FDA now wants to ban trans fats. The FDA commissioner says the evidence is incontrovertible.
Trans fats increase your risk for heart disease. It turns out that they elevate the so-called bad cholesterol, LDL.
But what nobody's pointing out is the reason trans fats became so popular in the first place. They go back 100 years to the invention of Crisco. But they really took off once researchers started telling us that saturated fats, the natural fats found in meat, butter, coconut, and palm oil, were bad. Food scientists replaced the bad fats with the trans fats, which were made from liquid vegetable oils. Except in the process of making a vegetable oil that was solid at room temperature, they created a stiffer molecule that stayed solid in the body, too. And as early as 1978, researchers like Dr. Mary Enig were seeing evidence that what was killing people wasn't the saturated fat, but the stuff being used in its place.
I said to the professor that I was working with, this is not right. Animal fat's not causing this.
But by then, trans fats were being used for fries, cookies, bread, cereal. Meat was all but banished from the food pyramid, and yet Americans kept getting fatter. Now, however, with trans fats being banned, it's looking like Dr. Enig is vindicated.
And the best thing for replacing them, of course, is something like palm oil or coconut oil or beef tallow, which is what they used to use 100 years ago.
That's right. She says it's time to go back to saturated fats. I believe I've seen this movie. What was it?
Requested something called Wheat Germ.
Yes, yes. Sleeper, 1973. Woody Allen wakes up 200 years in the future and asks for health food, and the scientists express disbelief anybody would eat that stuff.
You mean there was no deep fat? No steak or cream pies or hot fudge?
Those were thought to be unhealthy. Precisely the opposite of what we now know to be true.
Oh, I see such a delicious future in store for us all. In moderation, of course.